Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter. Man in the Street, chapter 6, verse 33. And that MANS is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. For those on blogtalkradio.com, and you've gone to Emacs Radio, I appreciate it, but you can use the number of 646-478-0944 and call in. I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers. You all know that was Sheriff Kilroy, produced by Emacs The Image, Tribal War Cry. Here are my three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. They'll go back on hold. That's kind of easy, right? But if you change your mind, you can press 1 or you can call back. Now, I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday the past week. As I look at 216-209, 216-450, a couple of others, 216-400. Now, we're going to start at lower end and work our way to number 1. All right. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Number 10, Black House Sounds, you know, Joseph Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y, J-R, period, on YouTube or Facebook, or Sheriff Kilroy on Facebook. Number 9, Black Odyssey, Holding Strong. Number 8, Back to School Show, West 38th and Franklin Park. That's Jamone Sims. That's this coming Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 7, debuting Eric Wilson, MC Chill, Riff Rap, Indica Spitz at Wilbert's Bar and Grill. That's 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. This coming Friday evening, 812 Huron Road, downtown Cleveland. Number 6, debut, Nene Fresh, the birthday event that happened last night, Orton Court. It was an outdoor event. Moving up, number 5 was Coffee Cake Conversation with Blues and Gospel. Last Friday, Harvard Community Center with Man in the Street endorsed Ward 1 candidate from City Council, Kimberly F. Brown. Brown Report newspaper was in effect. Make sure to try to pick those up. They're free and definitely entertaining. Debut, number 4, the Celebrity Basketball. More on that later. Number 3, the debut, Cleveland and Twinsburg Entertainment Event. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, debuting the Mothers Against Police Brutality event with outside families coming in. More on that in just a little while. And then number 1, the Glenville Festival, how that happened, all of that. More on that in just a little while. You know, about the song that came up. You know, it's got a lot of things that has to do with what I'm about to go into for at least just maybe like 2 minutes. Humor me for just a little while. 20-foot step ladder for this soapbox. We all know what's going on with Charlottesville, Virginia. But President Trump was right. This problem has been around since before President Obama era. But because of the idioms that our 45th president has decided to use, it's kind of accelerated this nightmare because certain people feel like they're froggish enough to leap on everything. And as I'm looking at this in front of me, no, this nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept the fascist America. The nightmare where immigrants are living in terror. The next step could mean detention, deportation, being torn from children and loved ones. Nightmare, Muslims and refugees demonized, banned and cast out. A nightmare, millions, children, the elderly, the sick, the poor, denied health care, food assistance, the very right to live. Nightmare, Black and Latino people openly threatened by the president with maximum sentencing, stop and frisk going national, intensified police brutality. What do you think that was in Euclid, Ohio? Come on now. And murder of our youth with no holds barred. Nightmare. People all over the world facing bombings, occupations, war, and threat of nuclear war with Donald Trump's America. First finger on the nuclear trigger. Nightmare. The truth bludgeoned. Lies and more lies. Critical thinking being destroyed in education and public discourse. This is a nightmare. A regime step-by-step discarding basic democratic rights, targeting group after group, and suppressing dissent and resistance. As a matter of fact, you could say a regime unleashing the violence of fascist thugs. This is fascism, which is a qualitative change in how society is governed. History has shown that fascism must be stopped before it becomes too late. So with that being said, Refuse Fascism in Cleveland has reserved a 55-seat passenger bus to take us from Cleveland to the conference in Chicago. Please spread the word and let us know that you plan on coming. Reserve your seats now, whether you're coming from Parma, Pittsburgh, Akron, Kent, Canton, Worcester, and beyond. Get on the bus. Let us know how many seats you want to reserve ASAP. You can use the number of 216-225-2267 or Ohio at Refuse. FASCISM.org. It is a $33 round trip. They'll leave from Cleveland State University downtown early Saturday, August the 19th, returning very early Sunday morning, a.m., August 20th. You know, LeBron James was right. He said, is this the direction our country's heading? Make America great, huh? He said that. Now, to be fair, Donald Trump He isn't the person who calls racist. No. But his rhetoric did emblazon and caused those with malice to step louder than ever before. It's like black people were really a threat to white life. I'm off the 20-foot step ladder. I am going to say, before I do anything else, to just let people know that if you choose, you can check out voiceofradio.com, Mondays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Also, they have the main event on a Monday featuring myself, Brother Larry, Most Electrifying. Then voiceofradio.com on a Tuesday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. So with that being said, I'm going to 216-209, and somebody's probably calling to tell me that I ought to be ashamed of myself and be a lot nicer to our president-elect. With that being said, 216-209, I apologize in advance. How are you doing out there?
Oh, Brother Al, this is John from Black Odyssey, and you don't have to apologize at all, Al. You know, tell it like how it is, you know? That's how
right,
I always
right.
want to have it. But that's the thing, you know, with the way the world is designed, it's kind of like this. If you know something that's good, right, you're going to tell
right.
a few people, just a few. But if it's bad, you're going to tell a whole lot of people, like, hey, don't go over there because it's
mm.
awful. So, you know,
truth.
It's kind of like that, you know. And, you know, I do want to speak on one thing, you know. I'm going to tell it how it is. The reason why Trump is not going to say what it is because those people put him in office. So how could you know what I'm saying? And if you watch the reports and hear clean cut what the guy just said, what the man say? Donald Trump needs to realize that white America puts him in office. Who said that? David Duke.
Right, right.
So that answers itself. I mean, and we ain't fooling nobody. He ain't fooling nobody. That's why he ain't say nothing. That's why he walk off with reporters asking him questions. You know what I'm saying? It's we in a situation where, hey, if you don't mount up and try to own something, then you out here just falling for whatever systematic pyramid that was designed.
Right.
And I encourage people to, if you do music, own your own. Be your own boss with it, you know. Or if you're in a situation where you could take something and find your way in, find your way out. That's my suggestion. You know, there's plenty of ways where you can make your money. It makes sense when it's more coming in. And there's plenty of ways you can just continue to keep rolling over your money. So I encourage people to just find ways to do that and try to create a community within a community. You know, so it's gonna be rough. We think it's bad now. Wait until September. You know,
wow.
We think it's bad. Wait until March of next year. You know, so who knows what these people sitting up thinking. I'm just being serious. Who knows what they sitting up thinking? Because they're getting up about you taking down a statue. Seriously? Something that should have been removed
right.
so many years ago. It represents hate.
Mm-hmm.
It represents hate. And in no way, no shape or form or fashion, you can't tell me that you ain't got some sense of hatred in your heart if you're going to feel like that a statue shouldn't be removed that represents some sense of hate. So what those people fought in the military and they got Confederate graves, but you don't see no American national graves for the people from the North, do you? No. You don't see no statues. So let's cut to the chase here. What's the real root of how you feel? And I'm sorry to say it,
man.
I'm sorry to say it, but I just had to just put that out there. Y'all check us out, Black Odyssey, BlaqOdessy. You can follow it on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. We just had another video that go over 1,000 views, and we just had one that will go over 2,000 views. Check us out. We got more coming. Check us out. Shout out to everybody that's making real good Cleveland music.
Problem, and if you hold a line, I promise we'll get into some things that you might just like.
I sure will. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you. You know, before I go to, 216-450-216-703-216-224, this is what I'm going to do. If you give me at least 2.5 minutes, I'll make this as quick as possible. I just want to let people know that Lincoln Electric is hiring about 100 positions. They do have a few left. I was assured of that. The entry-level positions are starting at $13 an hour, and there's piecework available too. Must be able to pass a nicotine and drug test. Must be able to pass a background check. At the end of the year, you get a bonus check. You can call Jeff at 216-383-8027. Again, that's 216-383-8027. And like I say, before I go to that phone call, I just want to take the time to use my 14-foot step ladder for this soapbox. Glenville Festival, 39th annual. You know, you had the Force MDs, Big Stage, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, DJ Dollar Rock was on the circle stage with voiceandradio.com broadcasting live. You had Crazy Marvin over there, but on the 88th Street stage, you had Ashley Hall, a.k.a. Lava Flame. She was running the stage. I definitely have to stop and say that it was appreciative to see how it was set up, because you had her do one thing that was a little bit different. She set up times for performance or speakers. They were slated to speak, posted names so that people would know their schedule. After the parade, because I walked the parade, so I got to the stage on time. I think I was scheduled like something like 4:16 to 4:19 p.m., but my partners were on earlier, at earlier times, so I was there at noon, right after the parade. Now, it was set to start at 12:25 p.m. with the litter bugs doing a 5 p.m. cleanup. Stage shuts down at 6 because every other stage, if you're not the big stage, they shut down so you can go to the big stage and see the Force MDs. They've been out of game so long. Forgive me because I forgot what some of their songs were. But back to 88th Street stage, you had Black House Sound, Super Caddy, Solomon Kane, Black Wealth, Nally Fitton, Nicole Wells, and a lot of others who came along early with DJ John B. DJ Chicago showed up and a couple others. But it started almost 90 minutes late because some of the other people who came early, I think it was totally disrespectful. They got there early, checked in, and said, ain't enough people, and proceeded to wander off instead of sticking around and building up an audience, which was just as bad as those who showed up late. You know, you could have been a speaker, dancer, rapper, singer, but if you're late or too stuck up to go first, you're useless. Hey, I'm not apologizing for saying that. Now, because of those things, when the stage shut down, some artists couldn't perform. Some people couldn't speak. Then again, think about it. If there's a glitch or something's going on with emails, maybe not coming in or no CDs accepted or YouTube's not working, flash drives in some cases might not work. But if you're there on time and early, you can work out those glitches. And I was glad that Black House Sounds was one of those who survived, re-altered the format. I want to give a piece to Lava Flame. Ashley Hall, it was a big task that she had. I think she did well. I'm just not happy with some of the ones who got up off their behinds and didn't help assist her by showing up on time. It's really a slap to hip-hop's face or entertainment's face, or even if you claim to be doing something in the community and you can't respect the person who's throwing an event. It's just sad, but I'm glad she was able to survive it. I'm done with that. I'm going to the next phone caller. Somebody's probably calling me from 216-450 to jump all over me and say, hey, I didn't show up on time, and that ain't none of your business, but I'm going to chance it anyway. 216-450, how you doing out there?
I'm great. This is Natalie Fitton.
Yay. I'm doing great because you are on time with me, so I don't have to worry about nothing. This is what's going on.
Not a whole lot. Yeah, this is Natalie Fitton, CEO of Empowered Jewels.
Okay.
I was there.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Festival.
Yes, you were.
And I
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is it that you do? Because you're like a motivational speaker, and I know you have a new program that's out.
Yes. my program, Empower Jewels, is a female youth program. Well, it's a female youth program, and it's a sisterhood group for adult females as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Speak to me.
We're clearly focusing on female youth, 11 to 18 years old, in the Cleveland area, because that's where we feel our energies are needed. Our youth, both male and female, need education, real education. They need to be taught the truth in all aspects of their lives. The Empowered Jewels Female Youth Program covers 8 components. Those components are personal growth and development, communication skills, health and wellness, etiquette, job readiness and entrepreneurship, life support, cultural heritage, and performing arts.
How long has this program been in existence?
It's just starting, actually. It's just starting.
Okay.
I have done various components of it at churches in the community, but we are now become nonprofit, and we are reaching out to community centers, the schools, the library, all over in every area of Cleveland community. We will be starting next month in the Collinwood area.
Okay. How long have you been doing motivational speaking? Because when I first met you, you were actually giving a motivational speech to young people.
What is this, 2017? I guess since 2008, 2009.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, because I can't even ask you the importance of your program, because everything you mentioned in there is important. So I'm going to ask you, I'm serious on that, so I have to ask you point blank, if you can at least give me a minute or two on, is this a dire need, and if so, why?
It absolutely is a dire need. It was created. I created it based on the overwhelming issue of our female youth that are disenfranchised and they're suffering due to poverty, gender and racial discrimination, physical and sexual abuse, which many of them are ending up in the juvenile justice system. If they're not ending up in the juvenile justice system, they're ending up missing, and many of them are losing their lives. We've got to stop that. We've got to come up with some type of solution to help our youth continue to live and live successfully.
I thank you so much. So I'm going to ask you one more time, if you can let everybody out there know the name of the program and how they can get a hold of you or the program or get in touch or follow, whatever. How can they at least, you know, help push this program along?
Okay, the name of the group, the name of the organization is Empowered Jewels Incorporated. You can find me, Natalie R. Fitton, Facebook. Just search Natalie R. Fitton. I'll pop up. I know. You can also give me a call, 216 450 0744. We are enrolling young ladies right now between the ages of 11 and 18 into this program. And as I said, it will begin with at the Collinwood Library on East 152nd Street. Again, my number is 216-450-0748.
All right, I want to make sure I have it down. 216-450-0748.
That's correct.
All right, Natalie R. Fitton. So I appreciate you for calling in. If you hold on for a few moments, we might get into something that you just might like.
I will.
No problem. You know, so I'm in a little bit of a more mellower mood. So before I go to the 216-703 or the 216-224, people do complain that I don't give out enough information. So what I'm going to make the attempt to do is say that, here it is, the Democratic Ward Club meeting with judges and Ward 3 East Cleveland City Council debate. I believe Ernest L. Smith this Thursday, 4:30 p.m., East Cleveland Public Library across from the East Cleveland Theater next to Windermere Rapids. That's this coming Thursday, 4:30 p.m. Elder Goodrum is always on hand. And, of course, Man in the Streets endorsed Ernest L. Smith for the simple fact that he's that activist council person. I do want to, before I go to the 216-703, if you'll give me just about maybe 2.5 minutes while I am dealing a little bit with the Glenville Festival. I also want to give a shout out to the lady who was wearing the tiara, Queen Dolores Gray, legendary Dot from Squeaky D Records. But I want to go and grab my 12-foot step ladder for my soapbox to say that this coming Saturday, Man in the Streets will be at Twinsburg Township Reunion, 1-5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's free for any who wish to attend at 8776 Harvard Road, Twinsburg, Ohio. Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Sounds, will perform, due in part because of just a couple of things. Number one, the creator. Number two, 1008 Vision invited us. Film manager, Shakespeare. Number four, Queen D, free. Come join us at, once again, Twinsburg Township Reunion, 1-5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, by request, and that's 8776 Harvard Road, Twinsburg, Ohio. Now, join us as Black House Sounds will be performing there for the upcoming film. Now, how did some of this happen? I guess because I'm blessed not to be a selfish-ass artist. Let's look back at 2011. Started performing again. Glenville Festival. Sometimes there, and then again at Phyllis Cleveland spot, due to DJ No Request. And if they gave me more than 4 minutes, like if they gave me 7 to 10 minutes, I brought people with me to perform. Wait, Ronnie B, Major Taps, Red Stripe, Chocolate Cake, Black Man's Army? Wait. OPN, Oppressed People's Nation? They offered me minutes to perform. So Miss Chocolate Cake, E-Max, Black Man's Army, Suave, Solomon Kane. Now fast forward. Huff Festival wanted one song from me, but I was able to add Black House Sounds. Now, 1008 Vision is offering me 10 minutes and requested my single, so I was able to at least add Black House Sounds, maybe a poem. But why? Because, let's put it like this, selfish-ass artists don't go far. Wait. If there are a lot of artists at the workshop waiting to perform, I'm fortunate enough I've been a host there, right? Think about this. Even if I plan to do a song or play a music video, a lot of times I passed. Why? Because it's about them. If you see me hosting already, how much more am I trying to show you? Is the show about the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop? Or is it about Al Porter, Sheriff Kilroy, myself? Is it about the audience or is it the Porter Show? 2 points to prove my thoughts before I go to the next few phone calls. Just 2 points. Was Jesus, a.k.a. Yahshua the Messiah, solo dolo, or did he spotlight and carry 12 disciples? Wait, this gets a little bit deeper. Let's go modern. Glenville Festival last Saturday. A lot of people there. Ashley Hall, in charge of slotting artists. Crowd there. Wait, Ashley Hall is a hot lyricist by the name of Lava Flame. Wait, did she perform? Did she grab the mic? Hell no. Some things are just bigger than rap. Peace on that. Now, before I do anything else, let's go to 216-224. We have a lot of people still left. So 216-224, somebody's probably going to tell me off because they're probably mad because Lava Flame didn't perform and they want to tell me off about myself, and that's all right. 216-224, how you doing out there?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, I believe. What's going on with you this fine evening?
Just enjoying the show, listening to the comments about the Greenville Festival. I think, you know, it was really, really well put together this year. A few little glitches, you know, that they can work on, but I think it's been one of the nicest one I've been to in a while, last few years.
Yeah, one thing I can say, no violence, and that was a blessing. And it seemed like it was really a family affair. And people would think, why you say that, it's because I think quite a few people have been around certain things when it wasn't that way. So I can honestly say the creator was in this one. But continue on, please.
Yes. I really liked the area they had for the children. That was much nicer than I've seen it in the past also. More inviting, kid-friendly.
Hmm. I appreciate that one. And I'm glad because I didn't really get a chance to check that out. And so I know they had boxing and other things, but please continue. I'm glad you called in and added different aspects to the mindset.
I know. I was calling in to listen. I didn't know I would be put on the spot. But
that's no problem.
I think that they I really like that they had the trains or trolleys to take from the parking lot. That was a nice ad. I don't remember ever seeing that before, but maybe I just missed it.
No.
I'm not sure.
Right. Hey, I'm going to ask you one more question before I let you go. And that question is, did you walk in the parade?
No, I didn't walk in the parade.
Oh, you were smart. Anyway, my feet are still. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes,
anything else you'd like to say? Any? I don't blame you. Any shout outs? Anything you'd like to say? Feel free.
I'd like to just say for people listening to make sure they go out and vote. And also I'd like to give a shout out to Natalie Ritten and Empower Jews. And it's nice to have, you know, programs like that in the community to help members.
Then I just want to say I thank you so much for the phone call this evening.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Feel free to continue to listen. I'm sure that we will have some other things said, especially when I look at the 216-820 or the 216-400 or 216-849 that's on the line, because my thing is, trust me, it was just one of those interesting things to at least be a part of. This will only take me, I'll say, 2 to 3 minutes, because on March 13th, 20-foot step ladder, please, on March 13th, 2017, Luke Stewart was murdered by a Euclid police officer. Now, Luke was sitting in a car sleeping in front of a friend's house when he was awakened by Officer Rhodes. The only other facts that have been released are the following. A physical altercation took place and the car took off, but within 4 seconds of the car taking off, the second officer on the scene reported that Officer Rhodes was inside the car. 6 seconds after that, shots were heard coming across the radio. Now, Luke hadn't committed a crime. Luke was unarmed. Luke was tasered, but he was still shot 5 times, once in the neck, once in the palm of his right hand, and 3 times in the chest. So even though there was a town hall meeting tonight, Monday, August the 21st at 8 p.m., Euclid City Hall, 585 East 22nd Street, They do ask if anyone has additional information about this case, please let us know. Show up or contact 216-241-1430. That's 216-241-1430, because, you know, at the Glenville Festival last Saturday, I missed the Force MDs. Why? Because Shakespeare and I were incensed at the video of the Euclid Police MMA-style chokehold head slamming beat down of a black motorist, and we left early when Cassandra McDonald, Black Lives Matter, Cleveland, they all said there was a press conference at 228 Lakeshore Marks where the vicious assault took place. And when we got there, I do believe it was Indivisible Cleveland, Damian Parker, Carl Stokes, Brigade. Let's just say it was a lot of folks, and that's why quite a few ended up on the news that evening. But Angela Davis, or Angela Y. Davis, and more, is Richard Hubbard III, 25-year-old victim. Why do I say victim? Well, that's what LaShonda Moore, who recorded it for Facebook, called it disturbing around a child. And she said cops grabbed him by his throat when he got out of the car. I'll say that he was driving under suspension, and I got that. But the beatdown that happened was barbaric, because if my big black ass sat on a dog or a cat and hit the animal in the head, Dick Goddard and Bill Patman would have me in jail. Now, the cops cuffed the young lady who yelled, "Stop beating Richard," and probably a few other things. I guess she yelled a little bit too loud and hurt the eardrums. Now, yesterday, that was a Sunday on Art McCoy Radio Show that airs on WERE 1490, www.newstalkcleveland.com. Sundays on and at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. But we were joined by Black Lives Matter and Major Taps. Major Taps had been assaulted by Euclid Police a couple of years ago, and we stood by him throughout the whole thing. And for those who don't know, Major Taps owns a dance studio where he's teaching people how to dance. Now, today, like I said, there was a town hall meeting, so I'm glad that this is being handled. But you never know how you feel. I still feel a little bit shook, because I never in my life in the Cleveland side of town saw a police officer in a uniform drive past us. Shakespeare and I noticed that the car drove past us, police officer in a uniform, but had a dang camouflage handkerchief looking like a reject from the Bloods of the Crips covering his face. Now, I have two messages real quick. You know, to all the black folks saying, "Well, why don't you all deal with black-on-black violence?" All right, I got you. I do that, too, with different programs. Sometimes pay out of pocket for that. Why don't you get up off your butt and help deal with it, or start your own thing to help? Finger pointer. And number two, if you had a police officer's job, you would realize the stress and danger. I got you. Listen, fools, I was mugged once. A sucker punch, 2011, Euclid and London Avenue. Almost robbed. Had an equalizer. Now think about it. Pointed it. Five teams ran. I had enough training. And I'm not a police officer, but I had enough freaking training to know if I empty a clip, hit one or two teams in the back, I'm probably going to prison. I had enough training to know when somebody's armed or unarmed. It's common sense, damn it. 2015, four teams ran out of Cliffview Woods. Pulled out, said halt, they turned and ran. Three and a half on shirt. So common sense said they didn't have a gun. Why shoot them in the back? Because that's freaking murder. If I know that with no training, and cops know that. If you're whooping the ass of someone who's down, I got it. If you have stress, you have fear. I have stress and fear. I know my temper limit. That's why I'm not a damn cop. If you can't control yourself, don't do it. I'm going to the 216-820 phone number, and I hope it's not somebody telling me off saying that you don't know my job, you cop basher, because I'm not honest. 216-820, how you doing out there?
All right, all right. I just want to start off by saying this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You give a brother a badge and a gun, what do? Uphold the law, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. I'm
listening to this case, but in this case, you know what I mean? It looks like the beating that I had saw, and for those of you who don't know who I am, this is Endo Bill from Black House Sound, you know what I'm saying? And I will start off by saying that at that Glenville Festival, I was extremely honored to do that performance in front of everyone down there on that stage, you know, and to see, you know, a lot of things come together with certain things. I've seen artists that I hadn't seen in a while, and I'm just now, you know what I'm saying, just, like recovering from the buzz of the atmosphere, you know what I'm saying, that I had seen. But later on, what I did see could have crushed everything, because I remember a guy telling me, like, man, it's like, all right, man, you take care and stay off the streets. I'm like, man, I'm going in a house. You know what I mean? So I'm up there.
Yeah.
So when I had saw what I had saw, I was up there looking like, okay, you know, like I said before, and I'll say it again, God don't like ugly. And those officers deserve whatever they get in the long run. You know what I'm saying? And even if they are acquitted, you know what I'm saying, God bless them, because, you know what I'm saying, the Lord will get them, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, bottom line is this, you know what I mean? Wrong is wrong, and if you weren't going to arrest somebody, use the proper procedure, okay? Because those guys beat that man like as if he owed them some money. That's what it looked like. So you know what?
Yeah.
I ain't even so much worried, because I know God got a plan for them, and I hope the young man somehow, some way, will pull through the injuries that he had sustained from those crooked officers. But at the same time, though, on a serious note, I said before, and I'll say it again, Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. Go to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, type it in, Joseph Motley Jr. You know what I'm saying? Check out the video, such as No Limit What the Lord Will Do, as well as Dreams. You know what I'm saying? So to everyone that's out there listening, once again, go to YouTube, type in Joseph Motley Jr., and then you will see, go ahead and hit the file, and you will see the videos, such as Dreams, as well as the No Limit What the Lord Will Do. Much love to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Much love to the sheriff, Hurricane Bang, and most of all, the founder of Black House Sound, Joe Legacy. You know what I'm saying? I want to show much love to the creator himself. And most importantly, you know what I'm saying? I usually don't say this on the air, but I am going to say it. You know what I'm saying? Just to be all the way honest with you. You know what I'm saying? To those two officers, God bless you two son of a bitches, because you will get what's coming to you.
Amen. And thank you
this
for
is
that. Don't do
because...
Hey, can you finish that one more time, that statement, one more time, what you were saying, Brother Endo?
This is Endo Dub showing much love. I'm out. One.
And as he goes back on hold, I appreciate it. Before I go to the 216-703, I'm going to go to 216-400, then the 216-703, and then I got to check on the 702. But before I go to the 216-400, I just want to let people know that the Legacy Weekend is this Saturday. Well, really, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, Friday is a meet and greet. Saturday, Gospel Fest with a balloon release, 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Michael J. Zone Rec Center, which is at 6301 Lorraine Avenue, 44102. Lunch provided. The master ceremonies is Dr. Linnell Perry. I almost said MC, but people would go there and say, hey, man in the street said Dr. Linnell Perry has done a rap. So the master ceremonies is Dr. Linnell Perry. Now, on Sunday, they have the morning worship at 10:45 a.m., followed by a candlelight ceremony honoring stolen lives, following the services with dinner at Mount Calvary Church of God, 10109 Nelson Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. You'll be able to see people from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Hip Hop Workshop, Inner City Republican Movement, First Lady's Dynasty, much, much more. And then, wow, it's going to be busy because Dennis Cash Street Ball Live Tour is Saturday, August 19th, basketball camp, noon at Shaw High School, 15320 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio. I believe there's $20 floor seats, $10 tickets, kids under 7 free, 216-324-4802. Some activities are free, but you've got to definitely just go and check and see what in the world is going there yourself and call 216-324-4802, 216-324-4802 to see what is going on there. As I go to the 216-400 phone number, I hope I haven't kept you waiting too long. 216-400, how you doing out there?
Oh, doing fine, Mr. Porter. I just want you to know, 30 minutes. I've prayed over the phone. I've anointed the phone and kept on praying, and finally it broke through to your show. Otherwise, it wasn't working. So it just goes to show you have to keep at it. And with God's help, it broke through. So I'm thankful.
Thank you so much.
And I thank you all, and I love what Endo Dub said. He's right. Anyone who does wrong, they think they're getting away with it. But they forget there's an almighty God who does exist, and he's a living God. And they will get what they deserve. You don't do wrong and get by. You may sneak and do something, have whatever, but eventually it comes out. So no, they haven't, you know, gotten away with anything. Just watch their lives and look at them and see what happens. So thank you and good show. And
thank everyone
who participated. So I continue to listen.
All right. I appreciate
that.
I have a. You're welcome. As you hold the line, we have about three more people to go through, so I'm going to go to, before I go to the 216849, I'm going to go to 216703. 216703, how you doing out there?
Oh, my God, man. You kept me on hold for so long. I was like, I was catching a fit because your show is just. That hot. Your show is on fire. And the last speaker I heard spoke, she talked with so much truth in her voice. And I love it. But this Blackout Sound, your legacy, just to let y'all know, when it comes to the Glenville Festival, to me, my opinion, and I'm just being real, when it comes to Lava Flame, she did the best that she can do with the situation she had, and it was an excellent show. I cannot put her down at all, and I'm not going to do it. You're not going to get Black House Sound to do that. Even if you want us to do it, we not. Because we bring people up. That's our job. Our job is to bring people up. You see what you can do, and you work it out. So when the opportunity come back up, then you work it in magic, correct?
Yes, indeed.
So at the end of the day, Blackout Sound called through to say a few things. We working on the movie. The 25th of this month, we have an open mic. Al Porter, once I told you last week, he will give you all the information on the location, the second floor, and where you need to go for the open mic. I need all people to come out. I heard activists on the phone. I heard a lady talk about young women and how it's so messed up out here that young girls is being misled. We need y'all to come to the open mic and let them young females know what's going on because we have young girls there. We do. So you want your message to get out there. It's not just this phone number. Come out. See what we doing. Black House Sound really make real Cleveland music. But I understand at this point it's not about music no more. It's about a movement. And the sheriff, BMA, make that happen. And they the powerful, it's elite in Cleveland, Ohio at this point in 2017 that's pushing out there on the news all the time, trying to represent brothers all the time, sisters all the time, dope fiends, whatever you name it, they have visuals. And I respect this radio station. It's the truth. It ain't many radio stations surviving like this. They cut them off. This the best thing in my life. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
Thank you so much. And, you know, all I could do is just move on to, I found a couple of phone callers. Before I go to 216702, 216849, I just feel blessed to be here this evening. How you doing out there?
How you doing, Al?
216849. Oh, I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm out here watering my grass while people run these stop signs, but I will call you.
Hey, I'm just glad you took the time to call. I'm ready, though.
I got a question for you. Now, I'm one of those people who ran for office and had a, you know, my background is not as perfect as it should be for people running for office. Now, I remember when I was younger,
right.
I got my driver's license suspended. And they got this term called driving dirty, right? You caught driving dirty.
Right.
What should you do? If you're out driving dirty, what should you do? What should you do?
Now, that is a good question. If you're going to do that, do your best to follow.
Right. I ain't for the beat down. Now, because the police, I'm going with the eyes. The eyes say that they were out of control. Now, I'm Eugene Miller, former councilman. Now, I don't drove before. My driver's license was suspended in my early 20s. That was over 25 years ago.
Wow.
And I know if you're driving dirty and police stop me, I need to be like, man, what do I do? Because I'm already wrong. You're already wrong sometimes driving while black. But, you know, so I just called in because I remember, I know a lot of young guys driving dirty. When they get caught, they run. And I don't agree with the beatdown. That's wrong. But also, if you riding dirty and you get stopped by the police, you know you're wrong, you might as well just sit there, officer, I ain't got driver's license, and take it from there. So police are wrong for the butt whooping. But, you know, when you drive
man,
dirty.
I got to ask you. I'm glad to hear from you because you dealing with some real reality and some real issues. And if I'm not mistaken, if you're going to deal with real issues like that, let's at least give you one more minute or two. What's the real issue with you? Because you're not just Eugene Miller. What's going on with your life right now, man?
Right now I'm running for Cleveland City Council. I'm looking at running people running these stop signs. You know, and I remember it's funny, the people to get rid of, these red light cameras. I'm against red light cameras, but they need mobile units.
Wow.
Know? They need mobile units. Look at this. These people just run stop signs. Y'all campaigning. People talking about, I'm tired of them speed. Well, but that's not why I called in. I called in to a good show, Mr. Porter. Sheriff, I commend you all because you always out there on the side of what's right. And, you know, a lot of times, like officials, we got to kind of be in the middle sometimes. And one of the things I'm learning now, you got to do right by the people, whether you get beat up by the press or whether you win an election, you got to do what's right by the people. That's why I was calling in about what happened, you know, from the eye, police officer out of control, no question. But from the other side,
man,
you driving dirty,
you gotta
just, hey, dude, Mr. Officer, I don't have a driver's license. Don't run.
You know something.
You know, so.
Now,
let's be real.
Thank you for at least admit.
Some people do be ride dirty. They ride dirty. You know you're wrong. But there are also people who got legitimate driver's license and still get beat down. So there's no – so I can't – I don't want nobody calling somebody with you this. Nah, I don't see it both ways. You know, so.
Hey, thank you for calling and clearing that up. And we wish you the very best. May the Creator still stay on your side as you make this – I'm calling it a historic run, brother. Thank you.
Oh, historic run. Okay, Mr. Sheriff. Thanks, man.
All right, man. Ain't no problem. Peace. And as I wind things down here, now I can keep my other word and see what is happening because I really do appreciate some of the phone calls that I've been getting this evening. I'm like, wow. And what I'll do is take the time, since I can, do this one real, real fast and in a hurry, and I'll be right back after this.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence.
Yeah, that the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
I do want to point out that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection. Also, it's on the street of Ivanhoe, so it's between Euclid Avenue as well. I do want to make things easy on myself and let people know that should they choose, they can always check out things like, let's put it out here. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated, or you can go to blackonblackcleveland.com, or you can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio, or you can check out the Alfred Porter Jr. period Facebook page with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, Melanated Media News on YouTube or Facebook. And, you know, the reason that I'm smiling is because I had thought I was going to play one song. I really had planned on it. As I look at things, I'm going to at least give the last amount of time and look at the 216-210. You get this
why
one.
Why y'all do me like that, man? Why you do me like that?
Why wouldn't I? I'm not even sure why. I'll tell you what, I'll let you get your thought. Go ahead.
I've been running ragged. My bad. I should have been on earlier.
Yeah, probably. But as I start things off, you're going to hear something coming in just to make sure we don't get shut off. And then what's on your mind?
I gotta get I'm thinking about putting things together for the city, a lot of events that help community and bring the community together as well. Just one particular thing. There's always maybe 1,000 things at once. So.
I got you. Well, one thing I can say, a lot of people, including myself, definitely sent you a nice thank you for how everything went on Saturday and for the example that you particularly set, because sometimes things just take on the tone of the people who are entrusted to run it. I've seen it when it happens with my brother, Mr. Powers, who's an excellent host of the open mic at 17325, starting on August the 25th at Chandler Building, second floor, Friends Fellowship. And I've also seen it done from other people who are leaders or examples. So I just want to say you did an excellent job yourself, and you weathered a tough storm.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
No problem. So what I will do is just, if you put out your contact information, I think that'll be a great way to end the program.
Okay. Well, this is Ashley Hall, a.k.a. Lava Flame. You can find me on Facebook at Ashley Hall or Lava Flame. I have about 5 accounts on Facebook. Also on Instagram, you can get me at One Lava Flame, the number one Lava Flame. Twitter at Taste of God. That's Taste of COACA. And SoundCloud, Lava Flame, Reverb Nation, Lava Flame. Or just Google me. Everything will pop up.
Hey, we appreciate that. Feel free to hold a line for the next few seconds. And just thank you for tuning in.
No problem.
And with that being said, I don't know if they'll let me do it or not. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I'm going to go back to CCR2. One of my favorite tracks on there. I think it goes out to a lot of people here. People may have told them, hey, you can't do this, you shouldn't do that, or blase, blase, blase. I'm going to play this one and go out, because a lot of times, let's tell the truth, I ain't listen, and people didn't listen to the BS. Be right back. Next week.
Coming through the winter. We talk against each other, close setup.
Set up.
The shackles in the chain that will let up.
Through
all our mistakes, we still get up. You show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing
us.
And why you keep your secrets? Why you lie to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought in my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the work is due. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you. No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listen.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt
me. Ain't listen.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt
me. I ain't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey, not today. I ain't listen to the conditions. Ain't listen, not today. On my own, talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over. The pyramids in Egypt, a newer order. If they ain't stopped slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Like said, it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man. And now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africa's come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like you left a home.
I ain't listen.
No matter what they say,
they
politicians only care when you vote for them. This pale Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can't open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. As Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers in companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you'd rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listen.
No matter what they
say, they can never hurt
me. Business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt
me. I ain't listen.
My ancestors told me it's a journey.
Have a blessed one. Peace.